Oh, hi, podcast listeners, and welcome back to the Draft Feels podcast. Please get in touch if you like the podcast or have ideas or comments. Social media coordinates can be found at the end of the episode. Listeners can also email the podcast at draftxofeels@gmail.com. We can also be found online at draftfeels.net. Also, we are now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. There should be a link in the show notes if you want to subscribe. Please rate the podcast and give it a review, too. During the 8-bit era, there were so many baseball games, both licensed and unlicensed. I'd already fallen in love with baseball via WPIX Yankees games and Micro League Baseball on my Apple II. I loved the depth and strategy of the game, and got mixed results from NES games. Major League Baseball, the game, had real teams, but it wasn't that great. RBI Baseball was really fun, but a bit mindless and random. Bases Loaded, and especially Bases Loaded 2, almost got it down right. The pitching and batting interface was really good and worth investing time in a season, but the fielding, especially when playing now, is very poorly implemented. I played all of these games a lot, trying to make the best out of them, but everything changed when Baseball Stars came out. The first time I encountered Baseball Stars was at a friend's house. He had rented it earlier in the day, and when I came over to hang out with his sister, which, in retrospect, might have been my first chance to date someone, I didn't realize until a few years ago, I sat down and began watching him play the game. I remember the home run image, with all its pomp, really drawing me in. A few innings later, my friend climbed a wall to make a catch, which absolutely blew our minds. When he fell over a wall later, we couldn't even believe what we were seeing in front of us. I rented the game myself a few days later, and then bought it a few weeks after that. One of my favorite aspects of Baseball Stars is all the little things about it that makes the game really sit apart from others. You can climb walls, you could stop runners, you could trick the AI, and generally the play control was so smooth. There was a women's team, and you could buy women to play on your own team. The additional RPG elements that allowed you to level up your players as you played through a league season added depth that allowed me to play the game on and off for at least 3 summers that I can remember. Like I said, I kept playing Baseball Stars for a lot of my adolescence. Every summer, I would put together a new team of friends and people from school. In private, some of them thought this was cool. Many just thought it made me a dork. That seemed to happen a lot. I think we've mentioned this a few times. Because you could put women on your team, I could put a few crushes in my lineup. My heavy hitting, after some leveling up, lady catcher was my big middle school crush, Teresa. All of my pitchers were her friends, Rebecca, Nicole, and Janet, I want to say the other one's name was. My shortstop was another young lady I liked a lot, her name was Catherine, but I felt weird about it because I mostly liked her for her looks, which made me very uncomfortable. The bottom line is Baseball Stars gave me an outlet to have a space where I had friends that I did not have in real life. Looking back, that is really sad. I cannot stress enough how much video games saved my life back then. Games like Baseball Stars gave me that outlet to get away from the horrors of my day-to-day life at school. And once my father was unemployed and then having to commute 3 hours a day in a horrible economy at home, I escaped into them, and at times, still do today. I hate how many episodes of this podcast have this sad tinge to them, but it's one of the realities that made me want to do it, though. Thank you. I am pretty proud of the fact that when I began to play Baseball Stars this summer, I remembered the code to get a pretty good team from memory. It doesn't guarantee domination, though, as some players will have pretty oblong skill sets that need to be leveled up. I did win the quick league I created, but I picked up a few losses along the way. The ability to do RPG-style leveling in a sports game felt revolutionary, just like it did in fighting games like River City Ransom. These days that would be pretty mundane, but at the time, it was really new. Baseball Stars still plays really well. The play control is so good and smooth. Fielding was often the aspect of baseball games that wasn't as good back in the NES days, but Baseball Stars absolutely nails it. I can pick this game up now and feel like I'm 11 years old again. I sat down each afternoon in the summer and played a game in my league, and it felt totally natural to play this game despite it being 25 years old. Much like other games of the era like Tecmo Bowl, there is a timeless quality to Baseball Stars that will make it playable forever. I originally made this list based off of a conversation on the Press Row podcast last year about the best baseball video games ever. Obviously, Baseball Stars is my number one, but the rest would be... Coming in at number 5, you have Sports Talk Baseball for the Genesis. This game has not held up well at all. I played it for about 10 minutes one day and just couldn't even deal with it. But at the time, it was revolutionary because it had commentary. The announcing was pretty slow and often way behind, but it was a sign of what was to come. I played a season in this game back then with Atlanta because I knew their players so well from watching their games on TBS waiting for wrestling to start on Saturday evenings. Coming in at number 4, we have RBI Baseball, which is a really fun game with players and teams from my beloved 86-87 seasons. One day I will do my Topps 1987 Cards podcast. I played countless hours of this game, using one of those black Tengen cartridges. These days I find it a bit tedious because it is very random, but for the time, it was pretty solid. And did you know that there was a commercial for it?
When you really want to get into the game, get Tengen RBI Baseball, the only video game licensed by the Major League Baseball Players Association for your Nintendo. It's you and the pros for Roger Clemens here. Flash Vince Coleman the steal sign. Let Gibson swing for the fences.
It's going, going, go!
RBI Baseball, the one the pros pitch.
Seriously, I had no idea that that even existed until I was on YouTube the other day. I was just on a hunch, I was looking for a Baseball Stars commercial, actually, and an RBI Baseball one came up, and I was just like, whoa, I never even heard of that. Pretty cool. Coming in at number 3, we have Micro League Baseball, which was my first baseball game. It combined the turn-based play with an almost D&D-style dice rolls for decision-making, along with current, well, in the mid-80s at least, players, plus a disc of old teams. I learned a lot about the history of baseball by playing this game, and I started researching players at the library and in encyclopedias. My early love of rotisserie, what people now call fantasy, baseball, came because of my love of the intricacies of this game. Coming in at number 2, we have MVP Baseball 2005, which is the best modern game before EA unfortunately lost their license. This is another game that plays really smoothly at the plate and in the field. I really liked that there was a minor league system to bring players up from if you needed them. That was something that I always missed in games that I wished was there. This series was just hitting a peak when it went away. I also want to give an honorable mention to Little League Baseball, which uses the same engine as Baseball Stars, but with Little League teams instead of adults. This game was a nice surprise during a curious rental in the early 90s. If you like Baseball Stars, you'll definitely like that game too. And while it is not a retro game, we definitely need to give some props to Super Mega Baseball, which is a modern baseball game in the vein of Baseball Stars. I absolutely loved this game when I played it last year, and a sequel is apparently coming soon. Modern sports games are often very sterile or focused on ultimate team nonsense, but Super Mega Baseball sticks to the fun and delight. I really highly recommend it. And again, the Draft Feels podcast is written, edited, produced, and performed by William Wend. Draft Feels Pod is the username to follow on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. We also have YouTube pages linked on the website. Subscribe via RSS, SoundCloud, or on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Links are on the website. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Here's a preview of our next episode.